We are talking instead about child abuse. For many people, the verdict in the Jerry Sandusky trial feels right in the aftermath of the horrific testimony of his victims. But the horrors of child abuse, why it happens, how it can go on for years, and hearing of such unspeakable crimes committed on children leaves many of us feeling, well, helpless. Joining us to talk about this, Michelle Collins, director of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Thanks for being with us this morning, Michelle.
It's my pleasure.
What are some of the warning signs grown-ups can pick up on to help kids who are being victimized?
Well, it's going to vary from child to child. I think it's very important for adults in a child's life to really know what their normal behavior is and then look for marked differences. For instance, you know, if there's a child in your life who all of a sudden just develops a fear of an individual, or they become avoidant of a particular adult in their life, don't want to be near them, don't want to spend time with them, it's very important that parents and guardians and adults recognize these signs and look at that. Children who all of a sudden are not acting, I guess, quote, normal. They become silent. They become reclusive or avoidant. Children also having nightmares without any sort of explanation or changes in eating habits. Really, it's important that that adults know the normal behavior of a child in their life and then look for deviances from that and then make sure that they're having those open communication that the child would feel comfortable telling them if there were something going on.
But, of course, these are crimes committed in secret on vulnerable children who are most of the time, or all the time, I guess, because we're talking about juveniles here, not able to sort out what's appropriate and what goes over the line. I mean, it seems to me a big question is, how do you empower children in the face of predatory adults?
That's a terrific question, and I think the very first thing is that we're all talking about it. What this case up in Pennsylvania did really has had an impact on Americans who have always believed perhaps that sexual abuse occurs, but what this really did was, the testimony in this case really revealed to Americans the graphic nature of child sexual abuse and also really revealed the reason that these children don't disclose at the time. Very often it's a person and an adult in a position of trust in that child's life. They feel shame. They feel guilt. They worry perhaps if there's a threat of violence against the people they love. And also, they fear that they're not going to be believed or that they're going to be blamed for what happened. So by talking about this and by even having the topic of child sexual abuse being part of the discussion, I think goes a long way in terms of letting children know that if something happens to you, we're going to be able to talk through it together and work through it together.
That's valuable information, certainly, and we can hope for a time when there's an end to such stories. I mean, it does, though, give you a great feeling of helplessness looking at this horror that went on up there for so long, and some other grown-ups other than Sandusky apparently picking up on signs and doing little or nothing. It's very troubling.
Yeah, you're correct. And, when I think about what's going up in Pennsylvania and the impact of this verdict, you know, it's a tragedy and certainly the offender is going to be held accountable. But I think that what the larger message, at least, that hopefully will be taken out of is a message to all those victims across the country. You know, there are 1 in 5 girls and 1 in 10 boys who will be sexually victimized before they turn 18. And only 1 in 3 tell anybody about that. So I hope that, certainly the tragedy that occurred there at least has a message for victims out there that you're not alone, that you've heard other individuals who are brave enough to come forward and speak about it, and that perhaps if you were to speak up also, you too would be believed.
Thanks so much for your insight, Michelle.
Thank you very much for having me.
Michelle Collins is director of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.